We bring you greetings and salutations from the Council of Shambhala. We are the 12th seat of the Council. We are known as Halil, and we are honored to be in your presence. For each and every one of you, regardless of how you feel about yourself, is a shining bright light. And you are a shining bright light in the midst of what sometimes seems like vast darkness. And when you look out upon your world, a world that admittedly you feel you are creating, sometimes you do not like what you see. And then it is wise for you to look inside. For it is the world inside that you are absolutely capable of guiding, directing, and manifesting. And there is not one amongst you who has forgotten this fact. We are only suggesting that you focus upon it for a few moments on this day. Because when that darkness becomes difficult to digest or process, it becomes necessary to remember that you are not alone, that you are a part of a vast network, a network of angelic beings, a network of the 12 members of the Council of Shambhala, a network of the extraterrestrial races, the collective consciousness of all of these beings. And of course, one cannot forget the Creator itself, the origin, the source of light that all things come from. And all of that network is bound by love. All of that network is bound by light. And yet there are those times when it seems that that light has been dimmed. It seems that that love has somehow been diminished, made smaller, perhaps. But there is one place that love never diminishes, and that is within. That is inside the self. And that self looks a number of different ways. At the moment, for those of you who are human, embodied in that physical body, the self looks physical to you. And on this day, it is wise for us to remind you that yes, you are physical. And yes, there is a body encapsulating that light that we are talking about. But in that encapsulation, it is not captivated. In other words, your light is not held prisoner by your physical being. And when you are experiencing discomfort, when everything is not working exactly as you would like it to be working, when you are experiencing any sort of pain, disease, injury, or discomfort, it feels as though your light has somehow been encapsulated, made smaller, diminished, shrunk. But it has not. As a matter of fact, in those moments when it feels as though you are not yourself, you are not your best self, you are not your highest self. That is the time to remind yourself that you are not alone. That is the time to allow our light to flow into you. And later on this morning or afternoon, depending on where you are located, Sonos will come through this man and bring forth the healing team. And Vaiwamas will join us and bring forth the healing energies of the earth and allow for that light that each and every one of you are to shine brighter and brighter and brighter. And that is a key to the survival, to the peace and the love that can be exhibited and exist on the planet Earth, in your universe, in your galaxy, and throughout all of the galaxies of the omniverse, which are massive, huge, beyond your mind's comprehension. That is how far out creation expands. So far that it is inconceivable. So far that it is impossible to even envision or imagine. And then you begin to wonder, if you are just a tiny speck in that universe, and the answer is no, you are not a tiny speck in that universe. You are not as a piece of dust floating in the wind somewhere out in nature. You are a magnificent part of an entire whole. And the healing that can take place here, now, on this day today, can take place for that entire whole aspect of the all. Allow yourself to breathe and to exhale. And as you are breathing out, imagine that you are letting go of your frustration. Imagine that you are letting go of your disappointment. Imagine that you are releasing whatever darkness may have taken over. And allow yourself to breathe in, as strangely as it may seem, expectation. Breathe in the expectation of your world expanding, improving, increasing in the amount of love and light you are experiencing. It is easy to allow your disappointment to rain on your parade. It is easy for your disappointment to expand within you, giving yourself permission to believe that the universe, the planet, and even the galaxy is falling apart, and that nothing is going the way it could or should. In fact, deep within you, everything is expanding, everything is growing. And as long as you allow yourself to remember, you remind yourself that your physical body is a tool for healing. And that is precisely what it has programmed itself to do. And the blockage that can get in the way is the emotion of disappointment, the feeling of frustration, and sometimes a sense of powerlessness, hopelessness, helplessness. You are not helpless. You are not hopeless. You are light. You are source. You are the origin of all creation. And as such, you are a gift to the Creator. And all of the people around you, and all of the spirits and energies around you, you are powerful. You are strong. You are light and you are love. And you are not alone. Begin to imagine light beings around you as you close your eyes. Hundreds of them, thousands of them, millions of them, and billions. They are endless. They are infinite. And so are you. You are immortal. You will never pass out of existence, ever. Ever. You will live on forever. And no matter what transition you are watching at the moment in your world, in your land, in your country, on your planet, on your earth, no matter what you think you are seeing, the essence of your light and your love have always been, will always be, and are absolutely powerful, present, and alive. Powerful, present, and alive. I am powerful. I am present. And I am alive. And I can feel the life force flowing through me. And I can feel it being enhanced, expanded, and emphasized by all of the beings of light around me and surrounding me. I am not alone. I am supported. I am connected. I am nurtured. the support around me. At times, seems to have disappeared, seems to be disappearing, but it has not. And in truth, no matter what appears on the surface, no matter what you are feeling, hearing, seeing, smelling, no matter what your senses are showing you in your mind, light and unconditional, unlimited love, as displayed by Lord Sananda, the Christ consciousness, is ever present, always with you, always, always present, always in your space, in your sphere, in your conscious awareness, even when your mind tries to forget. Even when circumstances around you appear to be helpless or hopeless or difficult to accept, you are always, always supported. Allow yourself to breathe that support into your body. Breathe that light and breathe that love into your being. And remind yourself that you are a master. For indeed, if you were not a master, you would not be allowed command of that physical body that you inhabit. You couldn't possibly wear it, navigate it, and manifest all of the experiences that you are having in it. You couldn't possibly feel the joy that will come to you on this day, today, now. The love that you can feel for yourself in this moment, surrounded by all of this light and love, the essence of which is powerful and strong and bright and amazing. And then there is doubt. Then there is the mind sneaking in, allowing you to wonder if in fact you are supported by love and light. And then you change your mind. You rearrange the focus of your thoughts. Whatever appears to be negative in my world, in my life, I shift it. I change it. I grow with it. Yesterday, the messenger through whom we speak heard these words in a song. If the hurricane doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And there is no death. You will not die. You will live on forever. Your form may change. Your physical body may disappear. But your essence, your spirit, and your soul are absolutely permanent, immortal, infinite. And that brings forth a choice. If I am infinite, and I am. If I am immortal, and I am. What do I choose here and now to experience in this physical body, in this life? What do I have to offer? What is my purpose? What do I have to give? What light? What love? What gift do I choose to share at this moment? And breathe. Perhaps we sound like a cheerleader. Perhaps we sound like a coach. Perhaps we sound like a motivating speaker. Good. Because that is our purpose. We are the leader of the Council of Shambhala. And when any part of our conscious awareness begins to accept their doubt, it is time for us to motivate, time for us to remind every member of our conscious collective of your origin, for you too are part of the Council of Shambhala. You too are part of the highest intelligence of the extraterrestrial races. Their elders, their ancestors, have a direct connection to you and remind you that you are a teacher, a counselor, a healer, a master. You too are part of the Shining Ones, and your light shines brighter and brighter and brighter every moment that you allow it to, every moment that you give it permission to do good in this world, to bring smiles to the faces of those around you, to give gifts. What kind of gifts? Money? No. What kind of gifts? Things? No. Energy. Your smile. Your light. Your love. To share it with every single being out there. Every creature, large and small. That is your purpose. That is the reason you are here. It is why you have come. Yes, you have come to learn. Yes, you have come to grow. And most of all, you have come to share your energy with everyone and everything around you. to share that love and that light. Peace, harmony, balance, they all existed deep within your light before you ever manifested that physical body. Peace and harmony and balance, that is your nature. That is your substance. That is what you are made of. That is what your soul is sending you second to second. Breathe in that peace. Imagine you are allowing that light and that love inside of you to expand and to grow. Imagine that you are sharing it with the billions and trillions of light beings around you. Imagine, like the flame of a candle, it is the source of that light, and it is being multiplied by hundreds and thousands, and that light is expanding outward beyond the walls of the room that you are in, beyond the skin that encapsulates your physical body, beyond the clothing that you wear. Beyond the country that you reside in. And breathe. Remember, prior to your birth, you were light, and you are still light. Prior to your birth, you were love, and you are still love. Prior to your birth, you were unencumbered with the weight of your physical. You can still be unencumbered if it be your choice. All of the columns of light of the Council of Shambhala surround you. No matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what you experience, the light and the love that you are absolutely supports you. Creates you. Is you. Never forget to breathe that light in Breathe in. And breathe out the doubt. This day is the first day of the celebration of my life. The first day of the celebration of my light and my love in a manner that I can remember prior to my entry into this planet, no matter how I came in. This is my opportunity to flow forward in loving light and bright love. It is easy on your planet to give up. It is easy to ask, what's the point? It's easy to feel insignificant and it doesn't work, because your soul will always remind you of your light and your love, even in the deepest, darkest, most tragic of times. Your light will shine brightly inside of you. With your eyes closed, you can see it. Pinpoint of light. The longer you keep them closed, the more it will grow, the more it will expand and remind you that you are not alone, that you are supported, and breathe and shine brightly and support yourself with your own love for self and the love that we have for you. We are the 12th seat of the Council of Shambhala. We ask you to ask for assistance and it will be rendered. It will become present. It will become obvious. Allow yourself to flow forward into your life with joy and happiness and faith. All of your positive, optimistic looking into the future will support you and create more of the same. So be it, and so it is. We are the 12th seat of the Council of Shambhala. We bring you greetings and salutations from the entire council and all of the hierarchies and all of the extraterrestrials and all of the angelic beings and all of the spiritual masters who want nothing more than to assist you. So it is.